Should old acquaintance say to Mosey never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance say to Mosey, you should eat pork rind? I like that.
Pork rinds. You can't. A show cannot go by without a pork rind reference. Cannot
I
do
think
it.
We're coming along as a group, Bob. By the way, are you in on the Mosey Christmas album as a guest star, perhaps, for one song?
Maybe, depending on the song and how high octave you would make me go.
I think Donnie's been practicing dramatic readings of "Twas the Night Before Mosey," right?
I asked Kabali if he would like to be on, too.
What'd he say?
A little hesitant, but I think he'll do it.
A little hesitant. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have 10 minutes, less than that. We have 9 minutes. We're going to take a 2-minute trip around the league, do predictions for tonight, and a World Series prediction. Are you guys ready? Are you prepared for this? It has to be very short.
Let's go.
Let's go. Here we go. First game. Eagles 37, Bengals 17. Bob.
Philadelphia is for real.
Burrow can't do it all himself.
Bengals in big trouble. Browns 29, Ravens 24. Bob.
Fluke.
Better team without Watson. Surprising.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just said. The Browns suddenly become more dangerous with a new energy about them on and off the field. Lions 52, Titans 14.
Jared Goff, MVP material.
Still a team that can win the Super Bowl despite no Hutchinson.
Poor little Mason Rudolph. Cardinals 28, Dolphins 27.
Tua is good. He needs help.
The Cardinals always find a way to pull off wins. I don't think they're going to win.
Cardinals, one of the bigger surprises in the league. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy. I'm a big James Conner guy. They lost to Buffalo by 6. They lost to Detroit only by a touchdown. They beat in San Francisco, the Rams, the Chargers,
it's a long
and the
answer
Dolphins.
There, isn't that?
And
so, the
Dolphins.
Did he violate his
tick,
own
tick,
rules?
Tick, I tick. Like the Cardinals.
He said quick answer, and
give
all of a sudden we have a filibuster going on.
Some credit. Give them some credit. Patriots 25, Jets 22.
It's time for Aaron to go back into a dark place.
I didn't think the Jets would make the playoffs, but I didn't think they were going to hell.
That's a great line. The Jets is the Jets. Buccaneers lose to the Falcons 31-26.
Steelers timed it right with Atlanta.
Atlanta still can be a specifically good threat in the NFC's potentially a top three seed in the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins, big numbers. They're 3-0 on the road. Packers 30, Jags 27.
Love hurt and in trouble. Green Bay won't last long in the playoffs.
I think Green Bay is going to be just fine despite it all.
Wait, is he hurt long term, Bob?
I don't know. But he went down in a heap there. I'm not sure what his injury is, but it didn't look good.
This was the Jags' last chance to make something of their season. Goodbye, Doug Peterson. It was wonderful knowing you. Texans 23, Colts 20.
Anthony Richardson is not good.
He came out of the game because he was tired. Did you see that?
And a quarterback should never. It's a terrible look.
I didn't like Richardson out of the draft. Joe Flacco can take him to the playoffs. It's time to put him in there.
Chargers 26, Saints 8.
Playoff team in the making, Jim Harbaugh knows how to put together a defense.
Does he ever?
It looks like a baseball score at one point, but the Saints have lost, what, 6 in a row now?
You really thought New Orleans people who made this decision that bringing in Dennis Allen was the way to go? You're getting everything you deserve. Bills 31, Seahawks 10 in the rain in Seattle.
Bills are surging to be the best team in the AFC.
The one year I don't bet Josh Allen to win MVP, he probably will.
The Bills are way better defensively than I thought and are a legit threat again to make it to the AFC title
game.
One
other addendum, Tyler Lockett, maybe down the road available.
Ooh, I like that. But you know where it all ends for Buffalo in heart-rending, gut-wrenching, eye-splitting fashion with their
maybe not.
Idiot
maybe
kicker.
Maybe this is the year.
Missing a 30-yard field goal. Broncos 28, Panthers 14.
Bo Nix, for real.
Carolina's still terrible, but yeah, Bo Nix, pretty good showing.
Where is Deontay going, and will he go there backwards? Chiefs 27, Raiders 20. Bob?
7-0. It's not impressive, but it's 7-0.
probably the most unimpressive 7-0 team in the history of football, but they have that guy at quarterback.
They're starting to look better offensively. Mahomes, 27 of 38 for a couple touchdowns. Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. It's going through Kansas City again. But we already knew that, Bob, and I can't find the next score. What was the game last night? Oh, it was 49ers barely getting by the Cowboys. Thought?
Ezekiel Elliott brought back instead of Derrick Henry. No run game in Dallas.
If the Steelers defense doesn't put up 16 points tonight against Daniel Jones, which is all possible, CeeDee Lamb would have won me my fantasy matchup this week.
I'm just as concerned about the Niners after that game as I was before it. Commanders 18-15. One of the greatest endings in NFL history.
What in the world is that kid Stevenson doing? Taunting fans while the play's in motion, and he gets over there late and deflects it back to Noah Brown, who's no one near him. That was the worst defended Hail Mary I've ever seen.
I'm in shock over that, and the video of this guy after the ball is snapped still talking to fans. What is he doing?
Well, he came out immediately. I'll give him credit for this. He came out immediately and took full responsibility for it and said it'll never happen again.
Well, good. But I'm glad he'll never be talking to the crowd while a play is going on to win a game again.
But even so, the way they had that defended, you can't have someone – you never have someone alone behind you because you never know where that ball's going to be deflected.
Absolutely horrifying.
The Bears also did a bad job of defending the play before that and gave Washington 13 free yards.
That's a key play.
Very good point, Limitless Wonder.
Without those 13 yards, he can't hail it 65 yards down to the goal line.
That's why he lifts all them weights, Bob. All right, over-unders for tonight. First, Yankees, do they get back in it tonight, Bob?
Yes, they win the game.
Yes, maybe Aaron Judge will finally do something for once this
Otani
series.
No, Otani with one shoulder will hit three home runs tonight. Najee, over and under 70.5 yards.
Over.
Over.
Over. Warren, over under 50.5.
Under.
Under.
Over. More sacks, Water Highsmith.
Highsmith?
What?
Watt's going to have the biggest night of the year. Oh, my God. We never talked about the right tackle for the Giants. I had that as our list of things to talk about. This guy's delusional and out of his mind, and he basically challenged T.J. Watt here.
Just a terrible thing for him to do.
What is his name, and where is the story, Bob? I meant to get to this earlier.
I forget his name.
He'll be a nameless gray face tonight.
Or nameless bruised face, one of the two.
Yes, their right tackle, whatever his name might be, said he wants T.J. Watt on an island.
Yeah, good. Be careful what happens. You're going to starve to death, young man.
That is not good, Bob. And if they put this kid on an island against T.J. Watt, people should be fired. That's what I would say.
They're not going to do that.
His name is Jermaine Elamuner.
That's why
Elamoner,
I'm picking
Elamaner.
Highsmith to have more because I think they're going to show so much attention to T.J. that it's going to be Highsmith's night.
I love it, this kid said. I've been telling you I'm the most confident guy in this locker room. I think you can see that through my play this year. I want to be on an island with him all day.
Good luck, buddy.
Wow, Bob.
He ain't going to get his wish because... Brian Daboll knows he can't do that.
That is just such an idiotic thing to say. All right. Sacks on the sacks on Daniel Jones, over under 4.5.
Over.
Under.
Over. Russell Wilson, over under 250.5 yards passing.
Over.
Over, barely.
Under. He'll still have a good game, though. 1.5 touchdown throws, over under.
Under.
Over, too.
Over. Freiermuth, over under 0.5 touchdowns, over.
Over.
Under.
Not Washington, 0.5 touchdowns, over.
Under.
Over.
Another block kick in this game, yes.
No.
No.
Big return in this game, yes.
No.
No.
Dexter Lawrence, 1.5 sacks, over under.
Over.
Over.
Under one.
Final score, Bob?
Final score would be 24-19 Steelers.
Holy horse.
It'll be
follicles.
A tougher game than you think. That's what I'm thinking. It's All right. They should win significantly and make a statement, as you said, but... The NFL is not designed to do that, and I think you'll see a team that played well on the road like they have this year make a game of this.
Twinkie prize pack?
30-14 for the third week in a row, the Pittsburgh Steelers will
and
post 30
points.
And when
was the last time they did that?
2015, yes, and thank you for asking,
right.
Bob.
You knew it.
33-13.
The savvy old news hound had that all ready to go.
33-13 Steelers. They'll do what good teams do, which is hammer a highly inferior opponent at home on a Monday night. Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mulsey. Thank you, Pony. They're up next.
Aloha, everyone. We'll see you at the game.